I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Washing our hands has become paramount during the pandemic. But the Romans didn't seem to hold any importance to this, resulting in parasitic infections. Anishka Handa spoke to Sophie Rabineau to tell us more.
I'm glad I've never had to think about whether a pot has remnants of poo in it. Until now. Conical pots found near public latrines were previously thought to be storage jars and have actually turned out to be chamber pots from the 5th century, portaloos for ancient festivals. Archaeologists at the University of Cambridge have found parasite eggs known as whipworms within the crusty materials residing within these chamber pots from 1500 years ago. This makes me think, will the disgusting portaloos that we find at festivals be investigated in 1500 years' time? I really hope not. But how did these parasites survive for so long? And what did they look like?
The eggs are protected by a tough external shell, which is similar in composition to the exoskeleton of insects. The sample initially looked like a bit of grey dust.
These were analysed by the theme of this week, microscopes. The researchers used a microscope and found 8 parasitic eggs, which concluded that this pot was indeed a chamber pot. I mean, that's a bit disgusting knowing that what you've put some stuff in has had fecal matter in there before. And I would be really resistant to working with poo. So how do archaeologists get over this hump?
Archaeologists find fecal matter in general fascinating because it carries so much information about people in the past. These particular samples were quite nice, but I have to admit that some of my other samples are quite moist and smelly.
Poo and wee isn't something you'd want to think about on a regular basis, and the Romans didn't seem to either. Talk about pooing where you eat.
The whipworm infections may have been acquired from the Romans eating with their fingers or from them eating fruits or veggies that were poorly washed and may have been manured with uncomposted or poorly composted feces.
That was Anishka Handa speaking to Sophie Rabineau, and you can find the paper in the Journal of Archaeological Science.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.